It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps stationed throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three presidents, including Daniel. So these satraps gave account so that the king might suffer no loss. Soon Daniel distinguished himself above all the other presidents and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king planned to appoint him over the whole kingdom. So the presidents and the satraps tried to find grounds for complaint against Daniel in connection with the kingdom. But they could find no grounds for complaint or any corruption because he was faithful, and no negligence or corruption could be found in him. The men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." So the presidents and satraps conspired and came to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom and the prefects and the satraps and the counselors and the governors are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an interdict that whoever prays to anyone, divine or human, for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into a den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the document so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Therefore, King Darius signed the document and interdict. Although Daniel knew the document had been signed, he continued to go to his house, which had windows in its upper room open toward Jerusalem, and to get down on his knees three times a day to pray to his God and praise him, just as he had done previously. The conspirators came and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his God. Then they approached the king and said concerning the interdict, "O king, did you not sign an interdict that anyone who prays to anyone divine or human within 30 days except to you, O king, shall be thrown into a den of lions?" The king answered, "The thing stands fast according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they responded to the king, "Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the interdict you have signed, but he is saying his prayers three times a day." When the king heard the charge, he was very much distressed. He was determined to save Daniel, and until the sun went down, he made every effort to rescue him. Then the conspirators came to the king and said to him, "Know, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians that no interdict or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lord, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then at daybreak, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. When he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out anxiously to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel then said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king. I have done no wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. The king gave a command, and those who had accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. Before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples and nations of every language throughout the whole world, "May you have abundant prosperity. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people should tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion has no end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, for he has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. Daniel saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. Then as I watched, its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the ground and made to stand on 2 feet like a human being, and the human mind was given to it. Another beast appeared, a second one, that looked like a bear. It was raised up on one side, had three tusks in its mouth among its teeth, and was told, "Arise, devour many bodies." After this, as I watched, another appeared like a leopard. The beast had four wings of a bird on its back and four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the visions by night a fourth beast, terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly strong. It had great iron teeth and was devouring, breaking in pieces and stamping what was left with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that preceded it, and it had 10 horns. I was considering the horns when another horn appeared, a little one coming up among them to make room for it. Three of the earlier horns were plucked up by the roots. There were eyes like human eyes in this thorn and a mouth speaking arrogantly. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I watched then because of the noise of the arrogant words that the horn was speaking. And as I watched, the beast was put to death and its body destroyed and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. And as I watched in the night visions, I saw like a human being coming from the clouds of heaven, and he came to the ancient one and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever, and ever. Then I desired to know the truth concerning the fourth beast, which was different from all the rest, exceedingly terrifying with its teeth of iron and claws of bronze, which devoured and broke in pieces and stamped what was left with its feet. And concerning the 10 horns that were on its head, and concerning the other horn, which came up and make room for which three of them fell out. The throne that had eyes and a mouth that spoke arrogantly and that seemed greater than the others. So as I looked, this horn made war with the holy ones and was prevailing over them until the ancient one came. Then judgment was given for the holy ones of the Most High. And the time arrived when holy ones gained possession of the kingdom. This is what he said. As for the fourth beast, there shall be a fourth kingdom on earth that shall be different from all the other kingdoms. It shall devour the whole earth and trample it down and break it into pieces. As for the 10 horns out of the kingdom, 10 kings shall arise, and another shall arise after them. This one shall be different from the former ones and shall put down 3 kings. He shall speak words against the Most High, shall wear out the holy ones of the Most High, and shall attempt to change the sacred seasons and the law, and they shall be given into his power for a time, 2 times, and a half time. Then the court shall sit in judgment, and his dominion shall be taken away, to be consumed and totally destroyed, the kingship and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the holy ones of the Most High. Their kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey them. Here the account ends. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly terrified me, and my face turned pale, but I kept the matter in mind.
Okay, Daniel chapter 8, I'm reading from the English Standard Version. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after that which appeared to me at the first. And I saw in the vision, and when I saw, I was in Susa, the capital, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in the vision, and I was at the Ule Canal. I raised my eyes and saw, and behold, a ram standing on the bank of the canal. It had two horns, and both horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. I saw the ram charging westward and northward and southward. No beast could stand before him, and there was no one who could rescue from his power. He did as he pleased, and he became great. As I was considering, behold, a male goat came from the west across the face of the whole earth, without touching the ground. And the goat had a conspicuous horn between his eyes. He came to the ram with the two horns, which I had seen standing on the bank of the canal, and he ran at him in his powerful wrath. I saw him come close to the ram, and he was enraged against him and struck the ram and broke his two horns. And the ram had no power to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground and trampled on him. And there was no one who could rescue the ram from his power. Then the goat became exceedingly great. But when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And instead of it, there came up four conspicuous horns toward the four winds of heaven. Out of one of them came a little horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the glorious land. It grew great even to the host of heaven. And some of the host and some of the stars it threw down to the ground and trampled on them. It became great as the prince of the host. And the regular burnt offering was taken away from him, and the place of his sanctuary was overthrown. And a host will be given over to it together with the regular burnt offering because of transgression. And it will throw truth to the ground, and it will act and prosper. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to the one who spoke, "For how long is the vision concerning the regular burnt offering, the transgression that makes desolate, and the giving over of the sanctuary and host to be trampled underfoot?" And he said to me, "For 2,300 evenings and mornings, then the sanctuary shall be restored to its rightful state." When I, Daniel, had seen the vision, I sought to understand it. And behold, there stood before me one having the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ule, and it called, "Gabriel, make this man understand the vision." So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was frightened and fell on my face. "Understand, O son of man, that the vision is for the time of the end." Verse 18 of chapter 8 of Daniel. And when he had spoken to me, I fell into a deep sleep with my face to the ground. But he touched me and made me stand up. He said, "Behold, I will make known to you what shall be at the latter end of the indignation, for it refers to the appointed time of the end. As for the ram that you saw with the two horns, these are the kings of Media and Persia, and the goat is the king of Greece, and the great horn between his eyes is the first king. As for the horn that was broken, in place of which four others arose, four kingdoms shall arise from his nation, but not with his power. And at the latter end of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached the limit, a king of bold face, one who understands riddles, shall arise. His power shall be great, but not by his own power, and he shall cause fearful destruction, and shall succeed in what he does, and destroy mighty men and the people who are the saints. By his cunning, he shall make deceit prosper under his hand, and in his own mind he shall become great. Without warning, he shall destroy many. And he shall even rise up against the prince of princes, and he shall be broken, but by no human hand. The vision of the evenings and the mornings that has been told is true, but seal up the vision, for it refers to many days from now. And I, Daniel, was overcome, and lay sick for some days. Then I rose and went about the king's business. But I was appalled by the vision and did not understand it. Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, by descent a Mede, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, perceived in the books the number of years that, according to the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet, must pass before the end of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God. I made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and rules. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness, but to us open shame, as at this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them because of the treachery that they have committed against you. To us, O Lord, belongs open shame, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by walking in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside, refusing to obey your voice, and the curse and bath that are written in an oath that are written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out upon us because we have sinned against him. We have confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our rulers who ruled us, by bringing upon us a great calamity. For under the whole heaven there has not been done anything like what has been done against Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come upon us. Yet we have not entreated the favor of the Lord our God, turning from our iniquities and gaining insight by your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept ready the calamity and has brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works that he has done, and we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and have made a name for yourself, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteous acts, let your anger and your wrath turn away from your city of Jerusalem, your holy hill, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a byword among all who are around us. Now, therefore, O our God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his pleas for mercy and for your own sake. O Lord, make your face to shine upon your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations in the city that is called by your name. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake. O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name.
Picking up at verse 20. Reading from the New American Bible. I was still praying to the Lord, my God, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, presenting my petition concerning the holy mountain of my God. I was still praying when the man Gabriel, who I had seen in vision before, came to me in flight at the time of the evening offering. He instructed me in these words, Daniel, I have now come to give you understanding. When you began your petition, an answer was given, which I have come to announce because you are beloved. Therefore, mark the answer and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed for your people and for your body, holy city. Then transgression will stop and sin will end. Guilt will be expiated. Everlasting justice will be introduced, vision and prophecy ratified, and a holy of holies will be anointed. Know and understand. from the utterance of the word that Jerusalem was to be rebuilt until there is an anointed ruler, there shall be 7 weeks. In the course of 62 weeks, it shall be rebuilt with squares and trenches in time of affliction. After the 62 weeks, an anointed one shall be cut down with no one to help him. And the people of a leader who will come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. His end shall come in a flood until the end of the war, which is decreed. There will be desolation. For 1 week, he shall make a firm covenant with the many. Half the week, he shall abolish sacrifice and offering. In their place shall be the desolating abomination until the ruin that is decreed is poured out upon the desolator. Chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who had been named Belshazzar. The revelation was certain. A great war, he understood from the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, mourned 3 full weeks. I ate no savory food, took no meat or wine, and did not anoint myself at all until the end of the 3 weeks. On the 24th day of the first month, I was on the bank of the great river, the Tigris. As I looked up, I saw a man dressed in linen with a belt of fine gold around his waist. His body was like crystal light. His face shone like lightning. His eyes were like fiery torches. His arms and feet looked like burnished bronze. And the sound of his voice was like the roar of a multitude. I alone, Daniel, saw the vision. But great fear seized those who were with me. They fled and hid themselves, although they did not see the vision. So I was left alone to see this great vision. No strength remained in me. I turned the color of death and was powerless. When I heard the sound of his voice, I fell forward unconscious. But then a hand touched me, raising me to my hands and knees. Daniel, beloved, he said to me, understand the words which I am speaking to you. Stand up, for my mission now is to you. When he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Do not fear, Daniel, he continued. From the first day you made up your mind to acquire understanding and humble yourself before God, your prayer was heard. Because of it, I started out, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia stood in my way for 21 days until finally Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. I left him there with the prince of the kingdom of Persia and came to make you understand what shall happen to your people in the last days, for there is yet a vision concerning those days. While he was speaking thus to me, I fell forward and kept silent. Then something like a hand touched my lips. I opened my mouth and said to the one standing before me, my Lord, I was seized with pangs at the vision, and I was powerless. How can my Lord's servant speak with me, my Lord? For now no strength or even breath is left in me. This one who looked like a man touched me again and strengthened me, saying, do not fear, beloved. Peace. Take courage and be strong. When he spoke to me, I grew strong and said, speak, my Lord, for you have strengthened me. Do you know, he asked, why I have come to you? Soon I must fight the prince of Persia again. When I leave, the prince of Greece will come. But I shall tell you what is written in the book of truth. No one supports me against these except Michael, you prince, and in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood to strengthen him in his refuge. Chapter 11. Now I shall tell you the truth. 3 kings of Persia are yet to appear, and a fourth shall acquire the greatest riches of all. Strengthened by his riches, he shall stir up all kingdoms, even of Greece. But a powerful king shall appear and rule with great might, doing as he wills. No sooner shall he appear than his kingdom shall be broken and divided in 4 directions under heaven, but not among his descendants or in keeping with his mighty rule, for his kingdom shall be torn to pieces and belong to others. The king of the south shall grow strong, but one of his princes shall grow stronger still and govern a domain greater than his. After some years, they shall become allies. The daughter of the king of the south shall come to the king of the north to carry out the alliance. But one shall not retain power, and his offspring shall not survive, and she shall be given up together with those who brought her. The king of the south and her supporter in due time. A descendant of her line shall succeed to her place and shall come against the army, enter the stronghold of the king of the north, attack and conquer them. Even the gods with their molten images and their precious vessels of silver and gold, he shall carry away as spoils of war into Egypt. For years, he shall have nothing to do with the king of the north. Then the latter shall invade the land of the king of the south and return to his own country. But his sons shall be aroused and assemble a great armed host, which shall pass through like a flood and again surge around the stronghold. The king of the south, enraged, shall go out to fight against the king of the north, which shall fight a great host, but the host shall be given into his hand. When the host is carried off, in the pride of his heart, he shall bring down tens of thousands, but he shall not triumph. For the king of the north shall rise among another army, greater than before. After some years, he shall attack with this large army and great resources. In those times, many shall resist the king of the south, and violent ones among your people shall rise in fulfillment of vision, but they shall stumble.
God, we thank you so much for today's reading out of Daniel. And I love how your word says Daniel was greatly loved by you. And God, what a wonderful reminder that we are also greatly loved by you. And we are thankful for the prophecies. We are thankful for the foreshadowing of what's to come in the book of Daniel. And I pray that we would be men and women who would rise up and who would trust in you wholeheartedly, no matter the outcome of the circumstances that we may be facing. And God, I pray that we would be able to just rest in you today. I pray a blessing over every single person who's listening. And we pray all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.